Ireland or Finland?
It's a house.
I'm joking.
Sorry, there's your mic. Now your mic is up.
Yeah, Filan, Jennifer.
So,
I'm very
can I say I had a full-on row one night in a bar recently over your name, and I thought, I'm not even the big Westlife fan. Why are you arguing with me? You're like, it's Filan. Yeah. I said, it's Filan. It is Filan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Can Filan. I just start? Producer Al, can I just... not press the swear box every time you mention Westlife in this.
I want to press that box.
Do you want to come around to me? Come around to here, press it. Hang on, I'll show you how to do it.
Okay, there now. Now, good and loud, all right?
Right, hang on. There's a spool. Hang on, let me stop that. See that button there, number four?
Here we go.
That represents that there. So if you press that.
Westlife.
There you go. You can hear because you haven't got the gear. Come here. Put them on you.
I love it.
Now press it.
Yeah, man. Westlife.
Yeah, come here, you're not getting best newcomer. I got that. Go away.
Hey.
Get back around to your other seat. Get on your stool. Get on your stool. Right, hang on. Let me get my cans back on.
Yeah, you're an award winning show now, man.
Well, we don't like to brag about it, but
you like
we're
talking
very happy.
About
can I just say that just before while we were listening to your beautiful song?
Thank you.
You were saying to us that you two used to mock this situation up years ago. Used to interview each other. Who was actually doing the interviewing?
Oh, Nicky was doing the interviewing.
Was he?
Yeah, it was. He always said he'd love to interview me properly someday. You know,
well,
it was his dream to have me on a show. But he actually used to mock it up. It was funny over pints.
The funny thing is I know that much. I don't know what to ask. That's the problem. How far and how deep can I go? Knee deep in my heart.
Yeah.
What I want to ask you is this: the big question. Now, everybody, it's been 2.5 years, right, since the band ended. We're not going to press the buttons anymore. I haven't seen you that much.
Yeah.
And there's one thing I want to know. If this is okay. Are you going to answer me honestly?
I will indeed.
Okay. Yeah. How the hell is Arnold?
He's good. I'm keeping him at bay.
I've missed him.
I know, man. I know. But I don't talk to him anymore at all. He doesn't, man. I went to Asia there for the last 3 weeks, right? And I didn't have one McDonald's.
No way.
Arnold was screaming at me every night. Every night he was screaming at me. How is Arnold? What a question.
Let's tell everybody who Arnold is. I've missed him so much, right?
What was your fella?
I don't think I had one. Yeah, I have one, but we never named him. We never named him.
You did.
But we do have a surprise for Arnold.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do we have it here now?
Because I miss you, Shane, but I miss Arnold more.
All right.
There it is.
Here we go.
It's like being back on the Aer Lingus planes.
Oh, the Kit Kat.
C2C and C2A, where myself and Shane used to travel every day.
Three sugars for Nicky.
Well, two.
No, don't tell anybody. Sorry. Yeah, I've told everyone now.
Arnold is the fat man, by the way, that lives inside Shane, okay?
He's the man that wants to get out and eat everything.
Everybody has one. But Shane's was called Arnold.
Yeah, Nicky, you kept yours at bay a lot more than I did. But yeah, I've literally haven't spoke to him in 2 years.
Have you fallen out with him?
I've fallen out with him completely. Don't
talk
to him anymore.
Still in there,
all right? No, I don't even want to even go there, man. It's too deep. It's too deep, man. But like, honestly, I was very proud. I was in Asia. You know what we were like in China?
Yeah, yeah.
When it came to McDonald's, we used to have it kind of every night at 3 a.m. But I didn't have one. You know, and I thought about you a lot out there going, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go to McDonald's. And I kept him at bay.
Does Arnold have a Twitter?
Not yet.
He's going to have it after this. I'm sure it's already opened.
Give it about 10 minutes now and there's going to be someone's going
Arnold there. Filan.
Arnold, maybe he'll tweet us and tell us how he's doing deep within, knee deep in your belly.
I say he's going to be tweeting a lot of bad stuff about me. Can't believe you're doing this to me, Shane. I hate you.
Anyway, how's Gillian, the kids?
Great. All good, thank you. Yeah, all happy out and not a bad on them.
This is a weird situation to be in, isn't it?
It is a bit weird. But
Jenny, do you want to get involved here?
Well, I just kind of want to say that only until I started doing this show, I'd never heard about Schnicky. And I started getting a lot of tweets
I saw a picture of us recently. Did you see the one?
Were you kind of behind each other in the picture? Is that's just one I found.
What? Please explain what Schnicky is before people go, what the hell is
Schnicky? Is basically Shane and Nicky's name put together.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of dream that two fans had in Germany of us being a couple and being in love.
Yeah,
and they used to write. They used to write letters about us, write stories about us, short stories.
I mean, we were in love. It was more of a brotherly love because I always preferred Arnold, to be quite honest with you.
But there was this picture I saw recently of us, and they actually took the picture of you on your wedding day, and me on my wedding day. You kissing Georgina and me kissing Gillian, and basically took out the girls and put our heads together.
I think I've seen that one.
So we're snogging in the picture,
and we're two white suits, and it's unbelievable.
But we did wear a fair a few white suits in our time.
We did, but it was our wedding day. Yeah. It's
it was
our
very,
perfect wedding
it was
day.
Very well edited, though, that photo, I have
oh
to say.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. Like, I actually had to look at it and just remember, you know, make sure it wasn't real, you know?
Yeah.
But it was their dream come true, as they say.
So tell us anyway, the book is out, can I just say?
Yeah, the book is out yesterday.
We got our copies yesterday.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick about this book.
And even though it was his birthday yesterday, he went home and read it last night.
Did you?
He did. I did. And look, you look genuinely
you
surprised.
Didn't read it all,
I did. You actually did.
Not.
I did.
Look at all the prompts on the paper.
They're my writing.
I'm only joking.
They
did
are prompts, in fairness. I did.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't literally start at the first word and finish at the last word. Kind of flicked through chapters, and the ones I was interested in, I read through.
So you basically went to the back of the book and see where your name was.
That's the first thing I did.
It's a lot in there.
That's, I even said that to Jenny. I went, Nikki Byrne, you know, Rocco, Jay, Georgina.
It's all in there.
But you did lie in the book, Shane.
Did I?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You did lie. And I'm gonna say to you, I know where this isn't live. People aren't listening, so. And I want an apology.
What is it?
I don't know what the chapter number is or what the page is, but do you remember when we met the Pope? How could you forget that?
Oh yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you remember when we were in the Vatican and we sang with the great Dolores O'Riordan?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
The drummer boy.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Do you remember how that all came about?
Was it you, was it?
It was me! Of course it was me!
What did I say?
Who did you give the credit to?
Oh, did I give it to Mark?
No. Worse than that, you gave it to Keane!
Oh my God. Sorry, Nikki. I'm sorry. It's hard
okay,
to...
Okay, apologise.
I apologise. I apologise. We were stuck. We were in a bad situation and Nikki saved the day.
Thank you.
And we had to sing for the Pope.
You had told me that story a number of months ago and I said, that's a great story. And then when you related to me this morning, you said he credited Keane with that. I went...
I couldn't sleep.
That's going to be bad.
Maybe it was the connection and the voice or something. I just thought he was talking. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Couldn't sleep.
It wasn't intentional.
You ruined my...
Because I do like, you know, I give you credit where credit's due.
You do.
You're looking well.
The odd time.
For 38 as well.
I'm 36.
I know, yeah. But I just got you a cake just to remember you.
You did bring in the cake. The cake is there.
I got you a badge as well. And a Cadbury snack.
Right, listen. We do have a quiz for you, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I hope you have your thinking brain on.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
With Arnold. We're going to take a brand new... Is it Boy Band Heaven? So take that of a brand new song. Remember them?
They do, yeah. I do remember them. They're three now. They're three though now.
They'll be two soon. Here's Take That on 2FM. Sorry, Shane, there's your mic.
Thanks a million, Nikki.
You're doing that on purpose.
That's for years of leaving my microphone off. That's what that is.
Will you turn me up, will you? Nikki, will you turn me up, will you?
Yeah, that's what I used to complain about when Shane was like, turn him down, will you? Actually, yeah, turn Nikki up a little bit. Turn him down, because. Anyway, live dates, Shane. Where are you playing?
I'm back, actually. Second leg of the tour, all over the UK and then Ireland. I finish in the Olympia on the 2nd and then Clarny. I've just had a Clarny on the 3rd of December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where, the INEC?
Seeing Clarny, yeah.
It's a good venue. I've never been in it, but I passed it a lot.
Yeah,
it
looks meant to be a very good venue, yeah. So looking forward to that.
What else? Your album, how was it weird going out on your own?
It was, yeah. It was, like, you know, it didn't have me wingman, as they say. But it was, you know, you get used to it. You just get used to it. It's like doing anything on your own. I'm sure it was weird starting off on your own doing your thing.
Mm.
But you do, you get used to it and you just get on with it and it's your job and you don't have time to kind of think about it too much because I didn't, you know. But so far, so good. I'm happy. It's been a good year and a lot better than it was a few years before that. So it's positive, as they say.
Are you out the other side? This is a fun show, so we're not going to get into all kind of mad stuff. But are you happy now?
I'm happy, yeah. I'm definitely happier than I was, a lot happier. You know, it was a difficult few years, to say the least. But yeah, this year has been a good year and it's a positive year, and that's the kind of way I look at it. I look forward and I don't really try and look back too much, and obviously the book helps do that and kind of park it and just go, right, that's that. If anyone wants to read it, read it. And you know, that's all the explaining I have to do, kind of thing. And I can kind of go into full detail, which I did in the book. But it kind of, yesterday I was very anxious about it coming out. But when it came out, I was really, like, really tired last night. I literally was, like, zapped because just the feeling of it, the relief of it being out there. You can move forward now and kind of draw a line in the sand, as they say, and move on with your life.
Was it refreshing getting stuck into a book and being able to put it down on paper?
It's fairly full on, man. Yeah, when you're talking, you know, you're kind of going through your whole life, like trying to remember things and remember dates and even stuff in the band. Like you think you just remember it, but you know, I was messing up years and different things.
I know, she messed up. Who asked Dolores O'Riordan? Did you wet with us? For God's sake!
I'm moving on. But yeah, honestly, you go through it all, but it feels good when you've done it. But it's quite hard to do it going through, especially obviously some of the stuff in the book is fairly full on, so it was difficult to go back and kind of bring up the kind of bad memories in my head again. But in a way, the more you talk about something, the better you feel. And that's genuinely how I felt. I felt like it is a good book and I'm proud of it and it's my life and it's been a pretty incredible life. You know, you were obviously part of a huge part of it. So
Aww.
It was...
Thank you very much.
I think you should leave.
Because
I feel in the way here.
We need to have
this
another
Shinicky
moment.
Thing may come true.
I think it might.
Where's your white suit?
I have to ask. There is one question that everybody's going to be. If I don't ask it, why didn't you ask? When's the reunion, lads?
Get out.
It is. It's a question I get asked every day. And I'm sure Nikki gets asked it every day.
Yeah, because she wants to get rid of me. That's why she. I was told we'd only have to do this for a year,
and then it would be mine.
And then it's yours.
Yeah,
you get
they said,
the
listen,
grail.
He'll be gone. He'll be back at Westlife. It'll be the Jenny Green show. And I said, Grant, sign me up. I'll do it.
I know, but he's won an award now. You see, so when Nikki starts getting awards, he'll want another award and another award. He'll want the best show on the planet.
Well, you're saying this isn't the visual?
Oh, no, it is, obviously.
Okay,
obviously.
Okay. No, I get it, I get it.
But I don't know. I get asked it every day, you know, and it's one of those things that could happen. It might not happen.
It's only 2 years now, anyway, really.
Yeah, two and a bit.
Two and a bit, because it feels longer.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah, well, someone's...
Are you missing us, Jenny?
Go on, move on. Move on.
She is brilliant, by the way. She's laughing here at me.
Louis Walsh, I met him recently at... do we have to press the swear box button for him?
No.
Anyway, I met him recently at the Antideck Takeaway Tour and he came with me. Nikki, when's the reunion? Now, you do a decent Louis impression.
Yeah. It's going to be in 3 years. I think he's the most devastated that it actually ended. Yeah. You know what he was like at the time. He's like, no, I don't want it to end.
We can fix it.
We can fix it. Yeah. And even Mark said, Louis, we're sick. I know a doctor. Yeah. I can fix it. You know, Louis can fix literally anything.
I never realised he's such a speech impediment.
But he is. He doesn't, but we pretend he does. He's Mr. Positive. But yeah, he's, I'm sure he's praying for it every day, you know. But you know, it could happen. Who knows?
Okay.
Can I just say, before we do the quiz, you do a great Conor McGregor.
Go for Conor McGregor.
Knock him out, man. Yeah, I'm going to just take him out. You know, it's going to last about 2 rounds. It's going to be bang, bang, bang. See you later. Yeah.
Conor, if you're listening.
I don't know.
If you're listening, give
Bring
him a good
on.
Right hand to
Bring
the chin.
Yeah, that interview that he did on YouTube was just hilarious. Yeah, just the confidence of
the
man.
We are a big fan of Conor McGregor.
He's amazing. Fair juice to him.
Right, we do have a quiz. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You all ready for this? Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
We've got some extracts from... books. Okay.
We're calling this Whose Book Is It Anyway?
We've
the lovely Joe Duffy who's agreed to read some extracts from books, some of which may be from your book and some of which may not be.
You don't have to tell us who the person is, by the way, if it's not your book. You just have to say, that's not my book, or that's
okay,
my book.
Okay, cool.
Your book was out yesterday on my birthday.
Now?
You did it on purpose, didn't you?
I did it on purpose. The publisher said, let's bring it out on Nikki's birthday.
Trying to steal my thunder.
I was trying to just take something away from me, you know, as much as I could.
Jenny got Shawnee from Baywatch to sing me happy birthday yesterday on the phone. Remember Baywatch?
Seriously?
Yeah, and she followed me on Twitter and we'll talk after. Anyway, here we go.
Is this
your book?
Looking back, I can't believe I sang those gigs unaccompanied. It's something I wouldn't have the nerve to do now. And when I think about it, it was a great training regime from...
I'm going to pause it there. Is that your book?
Definitely not.
Are you sure?
Have you ever sang unaccompanied?
Not. No.
He has now.
I have my three friends accompanying me.
Right, we'll continue. Are you sure you want to...
This is very serious, but I it's not my book, definitely.
I get up in front of an audience of 50 to 80 people, talk about this...
50 to 80 people, that has
not
to be you.
Not at all.
Nikki, you know I'm playing to 250. Come on.
Sorry, let's finish it.
300, actually. 300 in Asia. Come on, man.
Songs and sing a set of mostly folk and traditional songs.
Okay, is that your book?
Mostly folk and traditional songs.
Mm-hmm. No. It's a simple yes or no, Shane.
It's definitely not. No.
No, you're dead right. It's not. It's Mary Black.
Mary Black.
Yeah, well, it's Joe Duffy, obviously, but it's Mary Black's book.
Brilliant.
Have another listen. That's your one out of one. Who's this?
When you are strung out, you have a tremendous amount of pent-up nasty energy, and if it gets channeled via the wrong emotions, the results can be noxious. A person can become dangerous.
No, definitely not.
That's not your book?
No.
Person can become dangerous?
I said something similar to that, but I don't think it's the words before it don't ring.
Let's finish him.
Even if he is not usually violent.
Is that your book, Shane Fallon?
Definitely not, Nicky.
Okay,
Burns.
You're right. It's Billy Idol. Okay, let's go again. Here's a third. 2 out of 2, Shane. Well done.
Oh, really? I must admit, my first reaction to this news was extremely lukewarm. I felt as if I had just fought our way out of a slump with a strong album.
No, definitely not.
That's not your book?
You never had a strong album.
Thanks.
I'm joking.
I was actually going to say I had actually a very strong album. She's
quick. She's quick out of the traps.
She's nearly quicker than you, I think.
No. Anyway, let's continue. Let's continue. There's 10 seconds left in this. You're at the moment you don't think so. Let's say
mostly original songs. It felt like taking a step back to be doing covers again.
Definitely not.
Okay.
We love covers.
Okay, Shane, that is your book. What? You did say what? That. You what? Did
taking
say that.
A step back.
You want me to play it again?
I didn't say taking a step back.
Listen.
Oh, really, I must admit my first reaction to this news was extremely lukewarm. I felt as if I had just fought our way out of a slump with a strong album of mostly original songs. It felt like taking a step
about
back
our album. Sorry,
to be doing covers again.
Would you like to change your mind?
Yeah, it probably is.
It is, Shane. Yeah, is your book.
It is, yeah. Well, we would have been talking probably about, would it be around the Mandy time when you, and you're the reason we did
Moving
Mandy,
on.
By the way.
No, we're not.
It's my mom's favourite song.
Hang on, just take down his microphone.
Let me tell the story. We're sitting in Simon Cowell's office.
Nikki,
come on.
Hang on.
Now, you can't just, I'm going to control
speak.
This one. So basically, we're going into Simon Cowell's office. We're all going, right, lads, we're not doing a cover. No matter what he says, we're not doing a cover. Because we just had a number 4 single with Hey Whatever, which was disaster for Westlife standards.
Whose fault was that?
So that's Cian's fault.
No, it was Cian or Mark?
Hey Whatever wants. Yeah, Cian was okay. Hey Whatever. That's all good.
He's not here to defend himself.
But anyway, so we go into Simon Cowell's office. We're sitting there and kiddos, come on in. He gives you the hug and all that and whatever. We're all sitting down and he goes, I'm going to save your career basically, you know, because this is disaster. You haven't had a number one. And then he goes, he plays a song, he leans back and plays a song. And we're like, we're not doing covers, guys. We're all looking at each other strong. We need to stay strong. Next thing, I remember all my life. Comes on, Barry Manilow.
No.
And Nikki, we're all like this, like stone. We're like,
in fairness, they didn't know the song. They'd never heard it.
We did know the song.
Work with me, Shane, will you, for God's sake?
I know, we stayed quiet, but Nikki was like, the big smile is, that's my man's favourite song.
Oh, see, no,
and then Simon knew, I have Nikki, and all I need now is Nikki to convince Shane.
That's not true.
And that's why we did Mandy. But in fairness, it was a huge hit. I do it on my show now. It goes down probably one of the best songs.
See?
So thank you, Nikki.
Saved his career. Saved his life.
Saved my set list.
Final. It's not a true story.
It is true. It's in the book. It is in the book.
Right, we're running out of time. Last one. Is this your book?
By nature, I am a gourmet. I grew up in an affluent family and things weren't bad for us. But because I reached a certain level, I have developed that gourmet inclination.
Definitely not.
You didn't grow up in an affluent family. Is that what you mean?
I don't even. What does that mean?
Okay.
I didn't say it, so I don't know what it is. I don't know what it means.
Right.
What was it?
I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry.
Me.
There's more. Okay.
I no longer drink bad wine.
Definitely not.
Definitely not you.
I
didn't think that was you.
I'm not really a wine drinker.
That's Louis van Gaal's book.
Louis van Gaal, brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, and we're going to have this final. Joe Duffy did send us a message, and it's especially for all of us, so have a good listen to this.
Hello to Nikki, Jenny and Shane. And remember, if you are having any problems in that interview, which I doubt because you all love each other as I do, the three of you, remember, any problems, talk to Joe. The live line is open now.
Right, Shane, thanks a million for joining us. Is there anything more you want to say?
No, that's it.
I never actually ask any guests that, do we, Jenny? We never really give them the...
You've given them the full floor here.
It's your floor.
Thanks for having me, Nikki.
No problem.
Thanks for having me. You know, it's
been a pleasure.
Not often I'm on an award-winning show, you know, and it's pretty...
How do you feel?
I feel good, man. I feel a bit special today, you know, but, you know, thanks for having me. Did you just cut me off there?
No, a little voice in my ear from producer Alan.
Alan
said, make sure you get in where his signings are, because you haven't mentioned that. Where's your signings?
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
See, that's important, Shane. See, where we look after you.
It's actually one of the main reasons I was on the show.
Okay.
So I'm doing a signing tomorrow in Easton's O'Connell Street, the big Easton's on O'Connell Street at 11
in
o'clock.
In Dublin. Because there's a couple of O'Connell Streets and a couple of Easton's.
There is. There's one in Sligo as well. But yeah, I'm in Dublin tomorrow at 11 o'clock on O'Connell Street. Easons.
Okay.
See you there.
I'm going to say Jenny, Helvina for you.
And I'll sign it for you. You don't need to queue up.
Will you sign this book for me so I don't have to queue up? I can have a lie-in in the morning.
Can I just say, I saved your bacon today, by the way, because Jenny was going to stand at the main entrance here at Radio Centre and pretend she was a crazy fan.
I was going to set you up, and then I wasn't sure if you might recognise my face, and I brought in glasses, and they were like, we'll just leave it.
You were going to just do it as in dress normal.
I was going to launch myself at you.
Would you recognise them?
Of course I would have recognised her.
There you go. See, I thought you'd know
you. I was going to go, hi.
Well, I met two fans outside that are freezing cold.
Only two? I thought there'd be loads.
No, but sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't finish till two.
Oh, would you love that?
Right,
Shane.
From one boy band to another, we'll finish on One Direction, Steal My Girl. How about that?
I haven't heard this either.
Right, well.
Is it good?
Yeah, brilliant. Very good. Yeah. One Direction, Shane Fyle, everybody. Shane Fyle, how you feeling?
Yeah, man.